There's a lot to take in at a Renaissance fair. Magnificent costumes, fabulous foods, and performances both hilarious and death-defying. Around a small circular clearing marked off by a length of rope, a crowd is gathering for a bit of both. A show with a mixture of humor and good old-fashioned danger. They're waiting for a tights-wearing, whip-wielding performer who calls himself Adam Crack.
All right, here we go, kids. Here comes the first whip crack of the show.
Woo!
That's right, fire whip show. Right this way. Free haircuts, free babysitting, and free vasectomies.
You would think he was a third-generation circus performer, or maybe a transplant from a ranch in the Texas Panhandle, but you'd be wrong. He's a soft-spoken Wisconsinite with a double major in math and physics.
My name is Adam Winrich. I'm from Fall Creek, Wisconsin, and I'm 33 years old. I've been cracking whips since I was 9 years old. I got into whip cracking by watching Indiana Jones. I saw Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when I was 9 years old and just decided that I wanted a whip. Indiana Jones was the initial inspiration, and that inspired me to go to conventions where I could find other whip crackers, and then I would see people doing knife throwing, gun spinning and stuff, and lasso spinning. So I was drawn to try all of the Western arts. It just happens now, even though I practice the Western arts, that it's easier for me to make a living doing Renaissance festivals.
Winrich has multi-year contracts with Renaissance festivals around the country. And when he's not working, he's competing. He's won 3 world championships for whip cracking, along with the 2006 Wild West Arts Club Whip Cracker of the Year Award. And that's not even counting his world records.
Guinness records, I've set the longest whip ever cracked, most bull whip cracks in a minute, most Australian stock whip cracks in a minute, most whip cracks in a minute with 2 whips, most cans cut in half with a whip in 3 minutes, most candles put out in 1 minute, most flowers whipped out of the mouth in a minute, most straws whipped out of the mouth in a minute. And one record I used to have that I'm going to try to get back actually is the fastest whip record, or fastest time to hit 10 targets with a whip.
To see him perform, you'd never guess that Adam Crack was a shy and subdued guy, but he says there's just something that draws him in and takes over when he works a crowd.
I've heard this quote about being a people pleaser, because doing shows like I do, like I'm trying to please the audience, want to be a people pleaser. And apparently there's a trifecta of being a people pleaser. One is being a middle child, which I was. One of them is being a Cancer. I was born in July. And the other one is being a Midwesterner.
For the grand finale of his show at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, Adam Crack Winrich reaches into an old trunk and pulls out a long black whip, heavy and dripping with gas. And right on cue, the audience begs him to light it. Watching Winrich work the crowd, you can tell he's in his element. When I asked him how long he'll be cracking whips, he smiled and said there are people performing well into their 70s.